Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter, verses 33 and 34. Supporting scripture coming from chapter 15 that you've already heard in your hearing, the 18th through the 20th verses. The 33rd verse of the 23rd chapter of St. Luke reads, "And when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots." Luke 15, 18, 19, and 20. "I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots." The base of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning, is good to have a father that will forgive. It's good to have a father that will forgive.
He is truly a mighty good God. We are thankful because he is our God. And beside thee there is no other. But we thank him this morning. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. For if it had not been for him, we would all be most miserable. We'll be a people this morning without any hope. But because of him, we got hope. We got joy. We got peace of mind. And God has blessed us yet to still be counted amongst the living. And so for that, we tell God, thank you this morning. We thank him for another day's journey. We thank God for allowing us to come and to share, to give him glory, to give him honor, and to give him praise. It's good to be in the house of God one more time. Good to know that the Lord God is good. And not only is he good, but he is worthy of all of our praises. There's so many times we find ourselves wondering what we are going to do, but all we got to do is keep on trusting, keep on praying, keep on striving forward. For the Bible declares that we press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Then we got to have a mind to put those other things behind us and just continue in the press. So I'm thankful to God for allowing us an opportunity this morning to be here. We are blessed to be in fellowship once again, and we know that it's nothing but the mercy and the grace of God that have allowed us this opportunity to come on another Father's Day. Today, people all over the world share their love and show their appreciation to all fathers. For this is a day to take a little time to interact with one another and to just let him know that he is special, that he is somebody. Whether it's by phone or by card, a letter, a visit, or whatever works for your situation. You have to determine, first of all, where they may be, because there are many fathers and sons that are distances apart. So you may not be able to visit, but you ought to be able to give them a call. You ought to be able to let them know that I'm thinking about you today. Now, modern technology, early this morning, they were texting, texting, texting. I say it's too early to be texting. I'm not responding back to nobody. So I didn't respond back until after I got up. Then I finally responded to one. But we are thankful to be thought about. That's a blessing. And we shouldn't take our blessings for granted. Sometimes we feel like, or we may have a mindset that somebody or something owes us something. But when you are doing what you ought to do anyway, then you ought to just be thankful that God gave you the mindset and the ability or the resources or whatever the case may be to do those things that you have been doing for your family. And if you're not doing those things, today is a good day to change your way of living. To start doing some of those things that your family needs you to do. They need to see your face. They need to feel your love. They need to know that they can depend on you. And so we are thankful this morning to have a group of fathers in the house. And we know that God has blessed them. We know that every father, every one of us in here, we've done some right and we've done some wrong. We haven't did everything according to God's will, but God blessed us despite ourselves. And so when we know that God has blessed us despite the fact that we've fallen short of his will, we ought to even have more of a desire to praise him than to give him glory. We thank God today for his grace and his majesty, because we ought to know that God is a mighty good force and a working force in every one of our lives. And we know that there are those this morning that believe that you are a good father. If you believe or trust that you are a good father this morning, then today is your day. Your day to be loved and pampered. A day to feel like that you're needed and that you're special. A day to remind you that I recognize what you do and I thank you for all the sacrifices that you made along the way. And then there are those that don't quite reach the mark. Because of lack of desire or intent, or to all of my baby mama's daddies and all of those that are forced to pay child support and all of those that neglect all of the things that you need to do that you know that you're supposed to be a father. So we just want you to understand this morning that it's time for you to step up to the plate and be the man that God created you to be, and know that on a day like today, you don't need to look for any special treatment. Don't look for no gift. Don't look for no thank you. Don't look for anything, because if you hadn't done anything, you don't get anything. And sometimes you can do something and don't get nothing, but you ought to be thankful to God that God is a mighty good God and God loves you and makes a way out of no way. But to our men this morning, fret not. Today is not one of those days that I'm going to be blasting or telling you about all of those negative things. But we just want to go to look at our fathers in another perspective this morning. Very easy, and you can always hit home when, whether it's men or women, whenever you talk about the negative parts of life, because all of us have been faced with some negative things in our relationships and with our relationship, even with our children. And so it's not always a positive thing. It's not always a thing that we realize what we are doing, but there comes a time we need to be still and let God be God. This is a day that we honor our biological fathers, or the man that has been there as a father taking care of your needs, sharing his love and time with you in an unselfish way. You see, I found out a long time ago that you don't have to necessarily be a biological father to be a father. And there are those in here that know that we thank God for those men that realize that not only am I a father to my children, but I got enough love that I can spread it outside the household and I can be a father to that little boy, to that little girl, because everybody needs somebody. And sometimes we got to understand that every one of our children needs some father figure in their life. The Bible teaches us to honor our fathers and our mothers, and our days upon the earth would be long, but we got to learn something called respect. Love our fathers. If we want to please God, then we got to learn how to have respect one for another. We got to learn how to do those things that are pleasing to God. And even if there are some things that you don't see eye to eye on, some things that have caused you to have animosity between yourselves, you know, sometimes we will allow things that happen in life to be a walls up between a father and his son, or a father and his daughter. So we got to understand that there comes a time that you can't allow those walls to stay there, because you got to know that you got to connect. You got to know that they know that they don't have all of the answers, and you may not have all of the answers, but you are a unit, you are a family, and when you are a family, you work together. You got to understand that if one part of the family goes down, it affects the whole family. So we got to learn how to trust one another and help one another along the way. Maybe you've been one of those that have been out of the picture for a long time and you don't have a bond or a connection with your child, but you still ought to be able, if you are that child, you still got to give honor. You see, you can't pick and choose when you're going to give honor. You might not like what daddy said, but you got to do what daddy said do. You might not do what daddy said do, but you're going to have to give him honor and respect if you want your days to be long. If you want to suffer in your life, treat your mom and your daddy wrong. You know, there are a whole lot of us, and you might be able to say, well, daddy wasn't here. Daddy didn't do that. But you got to understand, if you hadn't been there that one day, you wouldn't be here. So at least daddy did one thing. If daddy don't ever do nothing else, he did that. And so we got a world full of a whole lot of daddies, but I want to see the fathers in the house. We're not worried about the daddies. A whole lot of people can make be a daddy.
That's right, that's right.
How many of you fathers done told your children about the birds and the bees? We don't take time out to do that anymore. That's why we get all these new offspring so early. We got to understand and just like you, wherever you be going, you start tingling and tangling and something going to happen. But after something happened, you got to understand, you got to stand up for your responsibility. You got to be the man or the woman that you ought to be. And then you got to know that if for whatever reason you are not connected with your child, get connected with your child. Learn how to talk with one another. Learn how to listen to one another. And don't you know that your child don't stop being your child after they get grown? A lot of times after they get grown, that's when you really don't quite see eye to eye, because now he's grown and you grown and you got your way of doing things. He got his way of doing things. And for whatever reason, you sort of fall out. And when you fall out, you got to learn how to get it back together. See, I'm glad that I know that a father, a real father, knows how to forgive. A real father will look beyond the fact that I'm going to let my pride down and I'm going to forgive my child. Or there got to be somebody that's going to be the bigger person. See, a lot of times when we have differences between ourselves, don't nobody want to be in. Everybody want to say I'm right. But every now and again, for the sake of the family, you ought to be able to bend just a little bit. Not necessarily saying that you're going to compromise yourself, but you got to do something to get the peace back in the family. Amen. It's a bad thing to be so separated that you can't even talk to one another, or you go into the room and there's friction in the room. That ought not be the case with a father and his children. When you go into that room, there ought to be some love there. There ought to be enough respect still there to where I got some things that I want to tell you, daddy, but I know you my daddy, so I got to tell you in a certain kind of way.
All right. That's right. That's right.
So you got to learn how to talk to one another. You got to learn to let them know that who is in charge. See, that there's a whole lot of folk, especially in this household of faith, they let you know a long time ago, I don't care how old you get. Don't never go up against what God said don't do. God tells us to love and to honor our parents. So that's what we need to be doing. We got to communicate. We got to share one with another. And then we got to learn how to follow the command of Christ, where Jesus said, love ye one another as I have loved you. Now, if you know that your father loves you, then you know that there's something very special about that relationship. And if you got to have a good father, knows and understands that you will forgive you, and when you come short or make a mistake. I wonder how many of us know in here this morning that all of us have made some mistakes in life. All of us have done some things that we felt bad about. And we know that there have been times that we've done some wrong in our lives. The Bible declared that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We know that God the Father is the only Father a lot of our children in the world know right now. He is a Father for the fatherless, and that does not always mean that the Father is dead. He's just missing in action.
Yeah. Anybody know some of them folk?
Yeah.
People get tired of running folk down. People get tired of seeming like that you're big, and you get tired of trying to make you do what you ought to do. And so there's a whole lot of women that today they're going to say Happy Father's Day to me because I'm mama and I'm daddy. But you do what you got to do, because that child didn't ask to come in the world. And once that child get here, we got to love those children. We got to do all that we can for them while we have an opportunity. I'm glad to know this morning that I have a father who cares, and he's always there when I need him the most, and he has a spirit of forgiveness. You see, our earthly father may be hard and indifferent. He may be one of those that have that what we call tough love and never shows an ounce of compassion or understanding, but our Heavenly Father is not like that. Our Heavenly Father is a forgiving Father. Now, our earthly fathers, they have a mindset that you're going to do what I say the way that I say do it. And sometimes there is no bending. But when you think about the fact that we need to have somebody in our life to listen to us and understand us, and most importantly, will forgive us. To forgive means to regard without ill will despite an offense. So no matter what someone may have done to you, you got to come to a place in your life where you can forgive them. But how many of us have said, I'll forgive you, but I won't forget? And it's all right not to forget, but if you act on it in a vengeance way, if you act on it in a negative, mean kind of way, then you're not doing what the Lord God told you to do. Now, I got to understand that if God forgives me, I ought to be able to forgive somebody else. Anybody in here ever needed a God to forgive them? Anybody ever done anything in your life that you know that you had to have the Lord, your God, to come in and see about you? See, I don't know about you, but I realize that every now and again, you got to know that you got a father that will forgive you. And I want to bring it home this morning because I'm not talking about your earthly father. Your earthly father ought to be able to forgive you, but if you can't get forgiveness right there, I tell you that you got a father. And that father is a forgiving father. That father is one that you can always call on no matter what it is that you've done. Don't you remember when we were talking about David just the other week? David said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Lord, I know I've done some things wrong, but I need you to wash them out right now. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Anybody in here need a little cleansing? For the Bible says, I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before thee. But then get here, it says, against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. So my father that sits high, he is my judge. My father that knows everything that he is to know about me, I can call on him even when I've done wrong. I can still call on the Lord and say, purge me, cleanse me, wash me, clean me up, and make everything all right. Anybody in here need a little cleaning this morning? Anybody know that God will do what you need him to do? Anybody know that the only way that God can help you this morning, you got to trust God with everything that you got. You got to know that God did not die in vain. We got to know that when we look at the word of God, our text tells us this morning, and when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. The malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Oh, you remember the story from Easter. There were two that were standing there, and all of them were going to be hanged. One was going to be hanged on the right side of Jesus and the other on the left side of Jesus. But how many of you know that God is a mighty good God? And God will do what needs to be done in his life. Don't you know that when we look here, the Bible declares that when they got to the place called Calvary, they got ready to crucify him. They got ready to do those things that were against the will of God, but God allowed it to happen anyhow. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, you need to look at this picture in your spiritual mind, and you see your Savior, Jesus the Christ, getting ready to be hung on Calvary's Hill on the cross. And the very one that were getting ready to crucify him,
The very one that called him everything but a child of God. The very one that said that they loved him on Sunday but crucified him on Friday. The very one that said that I'll be there when you need me the most. Am I hitting home with anybody in here this morning? That one that said, Lord, if you get me out of this mess, I won't do this thing no more. But I just want to let somebody know that the Lord God that we serve, he stood right there in the midst of them. And he looked at the folk that were going against him. And he had a forgiving spirit down on the inside. For the Bible said, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You got to understand this morning that it comes a time in your life. You got to trust God with all of your heart. There comes a time when you think you got all of the answers. I want to let you know you don't have all of the answers. But there's somebody by the name of Jesus. Jesus can do nothing, everything, but you need him to do. But I want to let you know this morning that the Lord God want to let you know that he is a father that will forgive you. Is there anybody in the house this morning have ever found yourself out of the will of God? Well, I just stopped by to tell you about somebody. Somebody called the prodigal son. They didn't give him no particular name, but they tell me that on one occasion he went and said, oh, Father, I want everything that you're going to give me. I want all of the money that you're going to give me. Because when I get my money in my pocket, I'll be my own man. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to go where I want to go. Where the Bible said that he went away to a faraway country. Got to doing his own thing. Is there any fathers in the house this morning? Have you ever got out there in the midst? Start doing this, that, or the other. Did anything you were big and bad enough to do. You did something right and something wrong. Didn't matter who it was as long as you were having a good time. How many of you know when you got a pocket full of money, you got a whole lot of friends? So I just stopped by to tell somebody, this young man got out there in that country flashing all of his dollar bills, letting everybody know that I got it going on. Walked up in the clubhouse, said, I want to set up the house tonight. Drinks are on me tonight. Anybody want a drink? You don't have to have any money, because the money man is in town right now. My daddy done gave me a portion of my inheritance, and I'm a big shot now. I got it going on now. I got it going on in my life. And if you want to get it going on, come on and go on with me. But how many of you know that they'll stand there and they'll drink you dry? They'll drink every dime out of your pocket. Then after you get your drink on and go out to get that after meal snack, they don't even have money to buy anything to eat. Now you done got them drunk. Now you gotta feed them. Now you gotta take them home. Now you gotta let them use you as an excuse of why they hadn't gotten home. Anybody in the house ever been out there? And it says, if it wasn't for old brother Pittman, I wouldn't have stayed out so long. Pittman, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Don't keep me out all times of the night. I gotta get back home to my wife. But I gotta let you know, old Pittman said, how about another drink? And I began to turn around. I said, give it to me. And you gotta understand, everything that you get, it'll work against you in the long run. This young man, he had everybody on his side, but then he realized that all my money getting short. I don't have no more money. I don't have any more friends. All of those folks that said that they were my buddy, they done left me all by myself. Can't find no job, cause don't nobody know me in this land. I don't have any references. I don't have nobody to stand for me. I'm here all by myself. I can't find a job. My money is gone. I done got hungry, and all I can find is a job feeding the pigs. And when I feed the pigs, that slop they eat starting to look mighty good to me. Because I done got a hunger pain down on the inside. How many of you know you might be very particular, but if that old stomach gets to crawling, and get to knocking up against you. That thing you say you won't eat, you'll find yourself getting it down. Because you want to get rid of hungry, but I want to let you know that as he was getting to eat the slop, he came to himself. Look at me. My daddy got everything I need. Got servants eating good. Got servants looking like somebody. And here I am laying here in a hog pen. I'm going to get up out of this mess. I'm going back home with him. I'm going back to my daddy. I'm going to say, Father, I sinned against heaven. I sinned against thee. I did the thing you told me not to do. I know that you told me to hold on to what I got. I know you told me to use me till they use me up. But I had to find out for myself. But daddy, can I come back home? Daddy, can I come back home? But the word of God said the Lord God the Father, he was standing down by the wayside, looked up the street, saw somebody coming, said that walk like my son, he hold his head like my son, and I started getting joy down on the inside. You see, when your father that's got a forgiving spirit know that you've been gone, he been praying for you, he been worried about you, he didn't know what was going on, but when he saw you with his eyes, when he laid eyes on you, joy, joy, joy got down in his heart. He got to run it. He got to run it. He said, my son hugged him, kissed him, said, I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad to have you back home. Come on, son. I got something. I got something. I got something I'm going to give you. Can anybody go get my cake? Because my son done came home, and I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready to welcome him on in. The Bible said that he got a ring. Put it on his son's finger. This my son. I don't care what you say about him, but he's mine. He's been down and out, but he's mine. And I'm glad. I'm glad. We getting ready. We getting ready to have a party. Go get the fat cat. Somebody cook some greens. Somebody bring me some beans. Cause my son is home now. He was lost, but now he's found. And I'm glad that I got a father that forgives. Hallelujah. 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 I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Are you glad that you got a father that'll forgive you? I got a father. I got a father. You got a father. I got a father. He sits high and he looks down low. I got a father that will forgive. There's nothing like having a father that'll forgive you. All you gotta say is, I'm sorry, daddy. I didn't mean to do it. Daddy said, you told me that the last time. I'm getting ready to burn your butt up. I'm not sorry, daddy. I didn't mean to do it. But every now and again, you gotta get that beaten. You get that beat down, it'll help you remember the next time. But then, sometimes, that father loves you so much. Whew. Especially with them gals. I commend every one of you fathers that have stood the test of time and you're still standing. Let us stand and be the people that God would have us to be.